The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts. The temple is an affiliate of Boundless Way Zen, a multi-lineage school of Zen Buddhism.
So as we come toward the end of our day of practice, a few words of encouragement. For some reason, what's come to my mind is a saying that my teacher's teacher, Sung Sanim, made up. He was quite famous for making up these pithy little phrases. And one of his training phrases to encourage people, he said, only go straight. Only go straight. Oftentimes we think we need to plan the route carefully, make sure we know where we're going, make sure we know how we're going to get there. But Sun Sanim's wonderful phrase, only go straight, encouraging us to step into our life. Step into each moment. Step into who we already are. And in some ways, this very special retreat, of course, our first one ever in this particular form, so we're all discovering together. As we've said, old hands and new hands. Doesn't make any difference. We are finding this form and finding the possibility of a practice that looks quite different in some way from our residential sesshin. But in other ways, I think we are finding the true spirit of practice. And of course, we can get overly attached to any of the forms so important to express the inexpressible, but yet how to hold these forms lightly and realize that, as we were saying earlier, this is not about being Zen Buddhists. This is about being human beings. And so over these last 24 hours now, all of us making our best effort. Do your best, we said in the beginning, and for each one of us to play with this. Doing your best does not mean scrunching your eyebrows and bearing down and trying hard. This wonderful koan of practice is how, what kind of effort is appropriate. And we again and again look for the middle way. The middle way is not halfway between this and that, but the middle way is some path that contains everything. So, yes, if you want to wake up to the beauty and the truth and the freedom that is you, it takes some intense effort. It's not a small matter. We say the momentum of karma, the momentum of the habit force, is so strong. And coming together in this way, we band together, a band of sisters and brothers out on pilgrimage together in the wilds of the wilderness. And in this wilderness, which is right where you live, in this wilderness that is your very life. We discover that what we thought was so is not necessarily so. When we stay where we are, and when we allow what we meet to be what we meet, we find that what we meet is not what we think we're meeting. Of course, the mind always has an opinion, some good idea. One teacher said it's like we have a crazy person living in our head, and he gives his advice, and I think, well, that makes sense. But if we stay and we look, going straight into this moment, then the promise of practice is that this very moment will bloom like the flower. And that the waking up is not something that will happen in some other time. It's so easy to think of practice as a path that you're on, and you're here, and enlightenment is someplace off in the future. This is not correct understanding. There is no thing that is going to happen to you later. My favorite cartoon about Zen is two monks sitting next to each other, one quite old and one quite young. And the old monk is turns to the young monk and he says, "Nothing happens next. This is it. Nothing happens next. This is it." And so this is what we are exploring, letting it be what it is. Dogen said the great generosity is giving others to others and giving ourselves to ourselves. And this great generosity is letting all of the parts of us. Melissa spoke of all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas that are you. And all of the things that you encounter are you. So when you sit, the whole universe sits. And when we sit together with this, we might say compassionate determination, because you cannot make anything happen. But we can more and more allow what is already here to be here. It's not so much that we begin doing something, but perhaps it is that we little by little let go of doing the things that we thought we had to do. And here in our Zazen, we practice meeting life. And when we leave here this evening, each one of us stepping into the rest of our life, the encouragement is exactly the same. We are engaged in this seamless practice. And this seamless practice looks different at every moment. So the encouragement when you get up from your cushion, and actually in a few moments we'll do our four bodhisattva vows, and our tanto will have just a few brief words for us. But then we head off. And can you appreciate your freedom? Can you go straight around in circles to the bathroom, or maybe more zazen for you, or maybe a cup of tea or a stroll in the evening air, or maybe a mad dash to throw your head on the pillow. Whatever it is makes no difference. But for us to vow once more to ourselves and to each other to do our best. And in this doing our best, the whole universe does its best. And we meet and touch and are touched by our life in ways that are unimaginable. No need to plan this freedom of time, freedom of attention that you have given yourself and that we are sharing together. Indeed, this is a wonderful thing.